Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, August 23rd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ulysses, the ultimate writing app for Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Back in November of 2016, Apple released the Designed by Apple in California hardbound book, which highlights its many years of design history. This week, however, Apple has removed the book from its online store in the United States. Apple still has a page on its website dedicated to the book, but the link to purchase it now leads you to an error page. The removal of the listing comes following an extended period of unavailability for the book in the United States. Now that the listing has been completely removed, however, we can infer that Apple seemingly doesn't have any plans on replenishing that stock. One possibility is that Apple printed a certain number of copies of the book, but has since run out of stock. In certain countries, such as the UK, the book is still available and in stock via Apple's online store, so if you miss your opportunity to buy, that could still be a possibility. The book was originally released in 2016 in two sizes, priced at $199 and $299. The goal of the hardbound book was to highlight Apple's historic design, and it was dedicated to Steve Jobs. In other news, Apple's star-studded series of in-store music labs created with top Apple Music artists will soon offer a session for Taylor Swift fans. Starting today, customers can sign up to learn about music creation by remixing Taylor Swift's latest hit song, You Need to Calm Down. This is the third Today at Apple session to explore the creative process behind top musicians following collaborations with Madonna and Billie Eilish earlier this year. In the new session, Apple Store visitors will get hands-on time with GarageBand on the iPhone to deconstruct the Taylor Swift song. A video narrated by Taylor Swift discussing her musical inspiration will lead the session, followed by instruction from Apple's creative pros on tips for using GarageBand. Registration for the Apple Store session coincides with the release date of Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, which is available today. To sign up for a session at your local Apple Store, visit the Today at Apple website or check the session calendar in the Apple Store app on iOS. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ulysses. Whether you're planning your next novel, writing blog posts, or academic papers, the Apple Design Award winner Ulysses offers a super-focused, distraction-free writing experience combined with effective document management, fast syncing, and flexible export options. For bloggers like me, that includes easy publishing to WordPress blogs, Ghost blogs, and Medium. With Ulysses, you'll be able to manage writing projects of any kind and size with built-in organization features including nested groups, writing goals, keywords, filters, powerful search options, and much more. Slick apps for both iOS and Mac mean you'll also be able to access and edit all of your texts anytime and anywhere with everything instantly synced via iCloud. For a limited time, 9to5 Mac readers can get their first 3 months for free by going to ulysses.app/9to5Mac. My thanks to Ulysses for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. In other news, Apple Music Today has launched a new curated playlist called New Music Daily. Unlike most Apple Music human editorial playlists, New Music Daily is refreshed every single day. New Music Daily is actually a replacement for the longtime Best of the Week playlist. The old playlist was updated once a week on every Friday. The purpose of the new playlist, according to Apple, is to be updated daily with new music you simply can't miss from across the world and across genres. The rebrand also means regular Apple Music users can get a more dynamic mix of new music than what was previously available. Every song in the playlist won't be different on every day, but the playlist won't be static for 7 days like it was before. The first version of the New Music Daily playlist went live today, and the lead single is Taylor Swift's new song, The Man, and you can see it in the show notes below. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on some of the hottest Apple deals today. Trevor?
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys includes Apple's entry-level Mac Mini, which is at its Amazon all-time low price of $699. Also, over at Amazon, you can pick up official Apple leather iPhone XS cases on sale from $25. And finally, Apple starts your weekend with a new $5 action movie sale, which includes a number of top picks, like The Matrix Trilogy for $15. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. And make sure you're following us on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of the best deals throughout the weekend.
Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a review of the Blade X 4K portable monitor from Ben Lovejoy. We also have the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Stack Trace podcast with Guy Rambo and John Sandel. Something else to remember is that Apple is holding an Apple Watch Activity Challenge this weekend in celebration of the Grand Canyon National Park's 100th anniversary. That Activity Challenge will take place on Sunday, August 25th, so be sure to get out and do a 3-mile run, hike, walk, or wheelchair workout to unlock an exclusive badge in the Activity app, as well as stickers for use in iMessage and FaceTime. That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. My thanks to Ulysses for sporting the show this week. Sponsors like Ulysses help us keep bringing you new episodes of 9to5Mac Daily every week. If you like 9to5Mac Daily, it'd be very helpful if you subscribed in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, we would also tremendously appreciate it if you left us a rating and review to help more people find the show. Read all of today's stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.